Hello.
Hi, is this Tiffany?
Tiffany.
Yes, hi. You had called about applying a patient for home care services?
For home care services, yes, I think for my mommy.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, so do you want me to start with the application?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, fine. So, okay, just wanted to be sure. You had spoken with Jasmine earlier. You remember? And she
No, I
gave you.
don't. He gave me what?
Okay.
Something.
Matus is your mom?
Oh, Matus is my boyfriend. He's my fiance, actually. Matus. Hammett. Right?
Okay, so are you going to be the main point of contact here or somebody else's?
I'm sorry, I'm the point of contact because he can't speak well. His vernacular is messed up from his cerebral palsy
I'm
thing.
sorry, I can't hear you so well.
He can't,
I don't mind
everybody
just
said it
speaking
on my
softly.
phone. I don't know why I got the volume all the way up, but I'm the point of contact. Yes, ma'am. He has cerebral palsy, so his
Okay, so
vernacular is very messed up.
it's going to be a bit of a process. I'm going to have to explain that to you, and I'm going to need someone that will be able to pick up the phone and to be able to schedule some appointments. So would that be you? Would you be able to do that in an efficient way?
Well, we live in a healthcare facility. So,
Sorry.
we live in a healthcare facility, English House.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I don't know how much I can do for him. But I can try.
Okay. So I'm just going to have to tell you a little bit about the process now, and then I'm going to ask you some questions, and then we can get started, okay?
Sure.
Okay, fine. So basically, the patient has to get approved from the county and the state. So in order for them to get that approval, they need to have two assessments for them to see if they are physically eligible for the services. And then they will have to send in some financial documents to the county for their approval. This process usually takes a couple of weeks till we get the authorization at the end. And then we can get started with the services. I just want to let you know that before. Okay, I'm going to walk you through. I'm going to be in touch with you, let you know exactly what needs to be done, but we just need to be able to get in touch. If we can get in touch with you, then we can move things along.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, and I just have to confirm a few things as well. I'm going to ask you some questions about the patient, okay?
Okay.
Do you know if the patient is making more than $2,900 a month?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Would you be able to find out about that?
Yes, I can
The reason why I'm
try.
asking this is because when the patient has a certain amount of great assets, the government will run into some issues with the services. We just want to be sure they're within the financial limit.
I'm sorry. I don't know how much it would. I don't even know how much I make a month.
Okay, and do you know if he's making, if, sorry, do you know if the patient owns a home or a car?
No, he doesn't own either one.
Sorry, I really
He
can't hear you
doesn't
so well.
he doesn't own either one.
He doesn't own either one. And does he have any other assets for over $8,000?
I would not believe so. No, ma'am.
Would you be able to find out about that, please?
He doesn't own anything.
He doesn't have
He
anything for over $8,000?
no,
Anything? Anything
no,
in savings? Anything in the bank? Any?
ma'am.
No? Okay. Is he married? You said it's your mom's.
No. I thought you were calling about my mommy because I was trying to open an account for her, but you were not. You were calling for Matt, and Matt is my fiance.
Oh, he's your fiance. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And is he living with any minors currently?
Minors? No.
Okay. None. Just a second, please.
We live in a healthcare facility. I'm sorry.
Just a second, please.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the number for the broker at Maximus. The company is called Maximus. He will schedule an assessment for you, for the patient. Okay.
Yes, he's been working with Maximus for a long time, and he loves it. That man loves Maximus.
You like Maximus?
He loves Maximus.
Okay, that's great. So you're going to call them up and ask them to schedule an assessment. Okay, that's going to be the
first. Okay.
Do you have their number? I'm going to, or should I give it over to you?
I'm getting a piece of paper. I'm going to take it regardless. I don't know if I have it or not. I have your number in my phone, your login, but I'll take it again if you don't mind.
Sure. It's 877.
877. Uh-huh.
550.
550.
4227.
4227.
And if you'd like, I can transfer the call over to you, unless you want to just call them right after we hang up.
Oh, transfer them for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. And then if you can text me on my number to let me know when you scheduled for, that would be great.
Text you? On your number.
On this
for,
number.
On this number.
The date and time that you scheduled the assessment with the broker. So I would say to save my number as well, so that if you have any questions, you can call me and you can know that it's me when I'm calling you to let you know.
Sure. What's your number?
Done, okay. This is my number.
Yes.
I can repeat it to you. It's 267.
The 267 number?
Yeah, the one that I called you on now. I could repeat it to you if you need.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you have my number?
Yes, 267-551-7438.
Yes, that's me. Okay,
that's
amazing.
You.
So just text me after. Okay, I'm going to transfer you over now.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Ivy, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hello, Ivy. My name is Tiffany Daniels.
I'm sorry, you said your first name is?
Tiffany Daniels.
Thank you. One moment. And Ms. Daniels, are you calling in today on behalf of yourself or someone else?
On behalf of my my fiance.
Your fiance?
Yes.
And thank you for that information. And may I have a phone number for you?
For me, 215-768-8720.
And thank you for that information. And so it's your fiance that's going to be getting services?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I believe it's for both of us.
So both of you are applying for home services?
Yes, ma'am. But he's the one that is in charge of the account. Like, not in charge, but the name on the account.
So who's the patient?
He is, but I am too. I'm sorry this could be confusing, sis, but I wanted to move out with him to an apartment. And we need...
So this isn't for an apartment. You've reached the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. This is for home services,
right,
so that you
right.
can get a home care provider.
Right. We're both in wheelchairs, trying to move into our apartment, but we need home care to help us, because we need people.
So you guys already have housing?
We live in a healthcare facility, English House, but we're trying to move into an apartment outside of that facility.
Okay.
So that's why
we're
still messing.
So, Ms. Daniels, do you already have an application in processing?
Yes,
for home services?
Yes, with Maximus. But
okay.
he's doing the application, and I'm his, like, the person that can speak for him, because he has his vernacular is very messed up because of his cerebral palsy. So I'm
okay.
like the voice of us. That
okay.
he is the person that's put in the applications and stuff like that.
Okay. So what's his first and last name?
Matthews Kemet. MATUSEZ.
And how do you spell his last name?
Kemet. KEMICD.
And may I have his date of birth?
I think it's 1990.
And thank you for that information. Give me one moment, and please note that we will not speak to anyone in regards to application without written or verbal permission. Now, you said the last name is KEM?
ICD. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know his information off top because my memory is very just damaged.
But are you and him on the application together?
Yes, we are. I have MS and he has cerebral palsy.
And so, Ms. Tiffany, then I am going to ask if I can have your date of birth.
Sure. My date of birth is 11/9/1983.
And thank you for that information along with your patience. One moment.
Thank you, sir.
And the address that would be associated to you in this application for service?
It's 2600-2600 Belmont Avenue, Philadelphia, PA. I'm in room 304 South. And the zip code is 19131.
And thank you for that information along with your patience. Can you just a moment, please?
Thank you, Susan. You're such a nice person to talk to today. I'll tell you. Because my memory is all messed up, and I feel so disgusted at talking like this. I'm usually very much more sharp. And today is one of those days. I'm a little loopy. You know what it is? A COVID shot. The COVID shot got me loopy. My brain is not as sharp. Who did that to me?
Well, that's okay. I'm going to do my best to assist. Give me just a moment.
Thank you, sis.
Hey, give me one moment. Thank you for your patience.
No problem. Thank you. Yeah. I just wrote down his name. I got a better focus on how it's spelled.
This okay, give me just a moment.
Sure, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so when I looked into the system, I can see, Ms. Tiffany, that you did have an application that was open with us here at Maximus. It looks as if your application closed, and this was back in October 15 of 2025.
Uh-huh.
And so it's looking as if they closed it because we didn't have a discharge date for you. Do you have a discharge date already now?
I have no idea about a discharge date. What is that?
So if you were going to be leaving the facility and moving into your own apartment, then you would give us a call back to let us know that you're going to be leaving the facility to go into your own apartment. And then once you've done that, then, of course, we'll pick your application up and it'll pick up where it left off.
Oh, but since I don't have any closing date for anything, because I want to move into an apartment, but they haven't put me in for any apartments yet. So I thought that Maximus would be handling that for us.
Well, Maximus doesn't provide housing. So
no.
Your social worker there would have to, no ma'am. So your social worker there at facility would have to work with you as far as you trying to get housing. They would assist you with that. But once you had housing, then we would assist you with getting the home services set up in your home.
Oh, okay, nice. So what about what is the name? I'm sorry, I can't remember, but can I call you back? Do you have the number I can call you back?
It's the same number that you called us today. That 877-550-4227.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and make a note that I've spoken with you. So give me just a moment.
Thank you. Because I'm coming back. I'm definitely coming back. Liberty Resources, that's who I've been working with to get the house. Liberty Resources. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So I did just go ahead and just make a note that you're going to give us a call back. And at this time, I am asking, is there anything further that I could do to assist you? Did you have any other questions for me in regards to application or the application process at all?
Actually, I was going to ask you if Liberty of Resources was affiliated with Maximus.
Well, we work with all of the agencies with the state. We work with all of them to try to get consumer services. So anyone that you would choose, we would be able to work with them if you knew that they were working with you as far as getting services.
Yes. Okay. And what's your name, sis?
Ivy, like the plant.
Ivy.
And then my ID number is 274.
274.
293.
293. Thank you, Ms. Ivy. I appreciate your help today.
You're very welcome, and thank you for reaching out to us here at the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Now, I am going to ask Ms. Tiffany, as we always do, if you would care to participate in our customer satisfaction survey today.
Sure. Is it going to take a long time?
I have no idea. I've never done it.
But
at any time, if it was too long, you could always just disconnect line.
Okay, then let's try it.
Okay, well, thank you for taking the time to speak with me. Have an amazing day today. It's been a pleasure speaking with and assisting you. I'm going to go ahead and get you over to the survey line. And thank you once more for reaching out to us here at the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Again, you have an amazing day today, and I am going to go ahead and transfer you now. One moment, please.
Thank you, sis.
You are very welcome. One moment.
Okay.
Program that you are currently enrolled in. Press 1 for Community Health Choices. Press 2 for Life. Press 3 for OBRA. Press 4 for Act 150. Press 5 for Not Currently Enrolled in a Program. What was your initial method of contacting us? Press 1 for By Telephone. Press 2 for By Email. Press 3 for By Postal Mail. What was the primary reason for your contact today? Press 1 if you contacted us for CHC or home and community-based program information. Press 2 if you contacted us to file a complaint. How easy is it for you to reach us? Press 1 for Always Easy. Where did you find our contact information? Press 1 for Online Search. Press 2 for a family member or friend. Press 3 for a letter, brochure, or other printed material. Press 4 for a state or county assistance office. Press 5 for other. How satisfied were you with the speed at which your call was answered and you began speaking with someone? Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2 for very satisfied. Press 3. If you contacted us via email, online request, or voicemail, how quickly did we respond to your request? Press 1 for within the same day. Press 2 for within 1 to 2 days. Press 3. How satisfied were you with your overall experience today? Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2 for very satisfied. Press 3. Please rate your level of satisfaction with the individuals who have assisted you. Listened to my concerns. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Responded to my phone calls and or emails. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2 for very was knowledgeable and thorough. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2 for provided information in a clear and easy to understand way. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2 explained available options. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2 for treated me with respect and showed concern. Press 1 for made sufficient effort to help me with my situation and spent enough time addressing it. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2. If you were not satisfied with your experience, please tell us why. Press 1 for the representative was not polite. Press 2 for you were unable to get answers to your questions.